speak during the meeting and may be temporarily excluded for the discussion of in-committee items. Members of the public and press must refrain from using the instant messaging facility during the meeting, and anyone found to be doing so will be given a warning. Failing to adhere to the guidelines for a second time will result in being removed from the meeting. I would remind members of their obligations under the Councillor's Code of Conduct to declare any financial or significant non-financial interests which they have in any item of business before the committee today. If you have such an interest, please either declare it now or immediately before the item itself, stating the item of business it relates to. Having declared an interest, members should leave the chamber or hang up from the call for the duration of the discussion on that item and should not take part in the vote. You will then be invited back to join the meeting once the discussion on that item has ended. The proceedings of the meeting will be audio and video recorded, except where Council is considering any exempt matters. The recording equipment is linked to the microphone system on the computer, so please ensure your microphone is switched on before speaking. Members are reminded that they are personally responsible for any comments they make at the meeting. Please ensure, if you wish to speak on an item, either in the chamber or via Teams, use the chat facility to indicate your wish to speak, and I will bring members in as listed. I would remind members to keep their instant messages to the following letters: Q if you'd like to ask a question, or C for a comment, P if you wish to propose, and S if you wish to second. Please refrain from making any other comments using instant messaging. If you need to leave the meeting early, please indicate via chat facility so that we are aware that this is an active decision and does not indicate connectivity problems. So, evening everyone, just on item one, I have apologies from our chair, Councillor Hyle, who is unfortunately ill at the minute. So, has any other apologies? Nope. Item two is declarations of interest. Any declarations of interest? Nope. We move on to item three, which is the action sheet arising from the Active and Healthy Communities Committee meeting held on the 18th of September. I'll just take it page by page for accuracy. So it's just page one and page two. Okay. Councillor Finnegan, would you like to make a comment?
Yeah, bear with me one sec until I get it. It's just in the areas at risk money. I know I've raised it every single time this last few meetings. And myself and Alison was speaking the other day. It's also mentioned in the Safeguarding DEA meetings minutes, so I just mention it here while I can. And I do think, I see there that a letter of offer was given for years 23-24. And that it has been agreed that we would get the action plan and the events that's taken place out of that money, that areas at risk money. But just for update for everybody, I suppose myself and Alison will be meeting to have discussions about that. This consultation for the educational programmes will go through the DEA. If we can see a way for that to be the case, that it is brought to the DEA, because I feel that I suppose the rationale behind it is that our DEA, when we're together, we ask for a database of all the communities and businesses and all that. So we know, I suppose, as councillors and constituents coming to us, what is being asked of us and what we feel needs to be delivered. So we certainly, as a community, should have a say in that, in both Cross McGlen and Bessbrook. So I am looking forward to that being the case, and I think that needs to be done sooner rather than later. So I'm looking forward to having those discussions with Alison, and that we can proceed forward so that the DEA does have a say in that. Thank you.
Thank you, Councillor Finnegan. Councillor Jackson.
Thank you, Sherry. Yeah, I know it's not on the action sheet there, but it was previously mentioned at the previous meeting, just an issue in relation to Saintfield Sports Club. There was to be a lux level lighting test issued or carried out just to ascertain the lighting level of the present floodlights that are they're there at the moment. I just wanted to ask, has that been carried out, or is there any update on that?
I was going to update you there, Councillor Jackson.
Yeah, through the chair. Can you hear me all right, Sir? Yeah.
Okay. Councillor Jackson, yeah, listen, we carried out that Lux level test actually last Tuesday night. We've got the report back, and we're aware about the Lux level lighting queries, and I've commissioned further requests report on, you know, additional information for any upgrade costs, etc. And once we know that information, we come back to you and agree on next steps.
Yep, thank you. I don't see anyone else.
We'll just check with Councillor Brennan.
Councillor Brennan, can you hear us yet? Don't know one else is having an issue.
Okay. She doesn't need to read it.
Okay, we're going. I can't get any response there from Councillor Brennan, so I presume he can't hear us, but everyone else seems to be able to hear us, so we'll move on to item four. Sorry, could I get a proposer and a seconder for the action sheet before we move on? If you could just put it in the chat, please. Proposed by Councillor Finnegan. And seconded by Councillor Murphy. Thank you. Okay, item four is the notice of motion on homelessness that was sent from full council. The motion is by Councillor Truesdale. Councillor Truesdale, would you like to speak to your motion?
Chair, will I? Sorry, Councillor Truesdale will, yes. Just we're having a wee bit of technical difficulties here at the Downshire, and Councillor Truesdale has been kicked off the meeting, so she might, Councillor Truesdale might just call my computer here real quick. So if I just pass it over here, do bear with us. Thank you, Chair. Apologies.
Can everybody hear me okay?
Yep.
Yeah, sorry about that. My council laptop's in for surgery. Okay, so homelessness, it's a complicated, complex picture, and we all know it. It's in our lives as public representatives every day. We've had all the presentations, we've heard the statistics, and on that note I'd like to thank council officers for their detailed and precise response to the motion. The council's overarching strategic community plan 2030 Living Well Together recognises the need for housing, especially social and affordable housing across the district. I'd like to take this opportunity to thank Councillor Savage for his excellent previous work, which I read up on, in bringing agencies together, and for Council assisting and facilitating this strong partnership. As Council says, housing within the district is integral to the Council's community plan. The work carried out under Council with homelessness is also very good, and there's a number of agencies all working on a coordinated inter-agency basis. I'd like to especially highlight the work of the Ethnic Minority Support Service, who I've been working with since last year, and they have been tremendously supported by the voluntary and statutory organisations in the Mourne area. Statutory and voluntary organisations coming together into a stakeholder group is crucial for the success of any large-scale, multifaceted issue. So, while the Northern Ireland Housing Executive are ultimately responsible for homelessness, I would like to suggest a presentation from advocates on the ground, such as places such as Bolster, Newry Help the Homeless, Welcome or DePaul, to come to Council to give us a presentation from what's actually happening on the ground. Statistics are very important, of course, but it's also good to listen to real-life stories, what works and what doesn't. Secondly, from the homelessness advocacy I've been involved in, anyone in that risk situation always has a crucial piece of lifeline equipment, a phone and or access to the internet. To that end, I would like to suggest a page on the council website, possibly under a housing crisis tab, coordinating all the contact details of all the organisations in our district that may be able to help in a crisis situation. So I would also like to suggest addiction organisations, domestic and sexual violence organisations, mental health support and a PSNI 101 link to create an all-encompassing coalition of support. Chair, I'd also like to ask, do I need to make this a proposal? Yeah,
Councillor Truesdale, you can't make a proposal. You're not a member of this committee.
Okay, so...
Somebody's going to have to make that proposal on your behalf.
I'm happy to propose, Chair.
Have you a seconder, Councillor McMurray?
Yeah.
Then I.
Oh, it's me.
Can I ask for clarity on what exactly you are proposing there, Councillor McMurray, just for the notes?
Just that, as Councillor Truesdale suggested, that a presentation regarding homelessness is made by the aforementioned advocacy groups, and also just that a web page on the internet is sort of there to signpost those that might be going through crisis, just as a signposting measure rather than anything else. Chair, thank you.
Okay, we're just going to bring Alison in here before we take any comments, okay? Thanks, Chair. In terms of the report, as was requested, I've set out responsibility for homelessness in the province together with the work council does, and I've noted the recommendations for the presentation and the web page, and I'm happy to pick up on those and come back with proposals in due course. Thanks, Chair.
Okay, thank you, Alison. Councillor Finnegan, have you a comment?
Thanks, Chair. Yeah, look, I just want to thank Councillor Truesdale for taking this motion to support tackling homelessness in the district. The rise of homelessness across the north is extremely alarming. Behind every one of these figures is a family in desperate need of assistance. It's so concerning that there's a real lack of temporary accommodation for those facing homelessness in Uri, Morningdown in particular. And I think just working in a constituency office, I see firsthand that these are actually individual families and people coming. And the lack of accommodation in particular in South Armagh itself. So if somebody is homeless and are in need to stay with their support systems, they're actually having to go to Newry. And somebody who doesn't live in South Armagh, that doesn't seem like a huge deal, but it actually is because of the distance from schools and people's jobs and whatnot. So that certainly needs to be highlighted. With the ongoing boycott of the Assembly and Executive by the DUP, it is important that councillors do all we can in local government to try and tackle this issue. For me and my
Okay, thank you, Councillor Finnegan. Councillor Finn?
Yeah, absolutely. No, I just, again, I suppose to echo what Aoife said, I think obviously the issue is so massive for so many families. And again, as someone who works in a constituency office, you do just see the impact that that has on families. I do really support the fact that we're going to have a dedicated web page. And I think potentially, is it worth looking that we have a discussion with full council and any members that would like to attend with the groups, to provide kind of any more signposting, just so that we can make sure that we're really providing in terms of advice that we can give to constituents who come to us at what really is a moment of desperation, to make sure that we're doing absolutely everything that we can for them, but absolutely support the motion and all of the work that's been done on this in previous years Councillor Savage and as well through other conferences that have happened throughout the district. So thank you.
Okay, thank you, Councillor Finn. Alison's just going to come back on that one.
As earlier, Chair, I'm happy to bring back a proposal as to what that web page and the information would look like for members' consideration.
Okay, thank you, Alison. I don't see any more comments in there. Councillor Finnegan has proposed the motion there, I see, and it has been seconded by Councillor Lee Surgner. So if everyone's happy enough, we will move on to item 5. So item 5 is the DEA Forums Update Report. Alison, is that you?
Yep, thanks, Chair. Members, I don't propose to speak to the report. The purpose is to note the report and approve the actions in the action sheets unless any member has any specific issue to raise. Thank you.
Councillor Finnegan, have you a comment?
Yes, they're going to love me this evening. I promise you this is my last one. So, look, I just say I wasn't able to make the DEA meeting, so apologies for that, but I do want to comment on the closure of Cross the Glen Community Centre. This, I feel, is unacceptable at this time, and I would ask that alternatives are become available as soon as possible, because we don't know when people will come back from sick, being off sick and whatnot. So I just don't think it's good enough. I have raised a couple of concerns around Cross the Glen Community Centre that, again, myself and Alison is going to meet on the general welcome and community aspect of it and community feel for Cross the Glen. But just in terms of the staffing issues, we have a Halloween event that takes place every year and it is funded by the council. It tackles antisocial behaviour, it reduces it. The community association they put such a lot of work into it every single year. They get all the agencies involved and it's great for the area, but we don't have a place to work out of. It was booked many months ago for the room for a Halloween day from morning to 10 o'clock that night. That was taken from the community association, said that can't happen. And then when that was raised, a detailed agenda was asked of the community association, which I think is unfair and unsupportive of the event. Anyhow, that agenda was given and we've now had to 9 o'clock. So unless you want council equipment sitting out in the square or in a Sinn Féin office, because we will wholeheartedly take it, but it's not a Sinn Féin run event. So I would ask that that is made available until 10 o'clock and that the staffing issues is resolved as soon as possible. Thanks.
Thank you, Councillor Finnegan. Alison's just going to respond to that.
Thanks, Chair. As Councillor Finnegan said, her and I have had a discussion around this. There is an issue with short-term sickness absence, which is extremely difficult to backfill. There's also a recruitment issue. The market is very competitive at the minute, so it's hard to get staff for certain types of posts. And with a limited resource available to us, in any case where there's any kind of pressure on that, things do become really, really tight. In relation to the Halloween event, I've undertaken to speak to the head of facilities to see if we can facilitate the original booking, which was to 10 p.m. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Alison. Councillor Lewis, do you have a comment?
Thank you, Chair. I had spoken on this at the last meeting and I'm just wanting to sort of see if there's any update on it. I'm very conscious that whenever I used to sit on the PCSP, that the number of independent members did drop throughout the term. And Sleeve Croob, we have only two independents that have come forward to join up, and it was just to see if those members did drop out during the term, would there be some way or some way there to seek to either add on
or to replace those members that do leave.
Thank you, Chair. As you're aware, councillors, the recruitment is done through the NIA Policing Board. The issue is around.
Sorry, it's for the independent member.
Apologies, the DA. Yeah. Sorry, I thought you said PCSP at the start. In your role. So. Yeah. So the DA forums. The issue there is essentially encouraging people to apply, and I suppose what I'd say is in your role as elected members to encourage people to do that. There is a provision whereby if the numbers are short and underrepresented in certain areas, for example business or housing or whatever, then we can seek additional members to make up the numbers. So there is provision within that, and I would ask that if you're not represented on the DA for, you know, that you can actually ask for those gaps to be filled. Okay, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Item 5 has been proposed by Councillor Lewis and seconded by Councillor Lee Sertina. If everyone's happy, we'll move on to item 6, which is Community Coordination Hub. Update report. Alison, this is you again.
Thanks, Chair. And again, I don't propose to speak to the report unless members have any specific issues they wish to raise. Thank you.
I don't see anyone coming in there for item 6. So if we're happy enough, we'll move on to item 7. Sorry, can I get a proposer and a seconder for item 6? Mm-hmm. Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Finn. Thank you. So, item 7 is Public Tender Programme Delivery Partner. Sorry, folks, there's just a change to the plan here. They're going to bring item 17 forward, which was amended earlier in the day. So it doesn't have to be heard in closed session now. So, Paul, are you going to speak to item 17? Which is the leasing of council land and facilities.
Thank you, Chair. Just before I start, present the report, just for council information, we had to make a late change to this report. It's the same title, essentially, but just to update it slightly. So just for members' information, that report has been amended later on this evening. Just make sure you have a refreshed read, maybe, of that report prior to proposing or seconding. Essentially, members of this committee be well aware of the sport and community leasing policy. We have a number of interests that have been expressed in council land. Those are outlined in the report, and essentially all this report is to do is to get approval to progress the stage one, if you like, of the council's sport and community leasing policy and working through that process as outlined in the report. So just looking for approval to commence that process on these particular areas of land.
Okay, thank you, Paul. Hopefully everyone has had the chance to read that updated report. I see a proposal in there from Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Lee Sertner. But Councillor Devlin, have you a question?
Yeah, thank you, Chair. Maybe it's a fault on my side here. Whenever I go to click into the report, it said I'm not authorised to view it. Now, I read the initial report, but the updated one, then maybe it's a fault on my side. Maybe everybody else can access it.
Laura, I have that as well on mine, just to flag. I was going to say.
Okay, thanks.
Sorry, Chair. You might need to actually come right out of decision time and go back in again.
Okay. I'll do that
and then go back in. Yeah.
I read the initial report, then go back out and go back in again. That's fine. Thank you.
just because we've amended this, I might give some clarity, if that's all right, Councillor Devlin, just while people are taking time maybe to refresh. Essentially, this report mentioned almost like we're in stage two or three, but that wasn't the case. We're actually entering into stage one if this gets approved, which is where we put out a public advert about the interest in this land, and I suppose for an open call of anyone else that may be interested. So that's the amendment, and whilst they have both, whilst it mentions an historical report about the playing fields at St Anne's Park and also club playing fields, we also have another one in relation to, I think it's Aura Park, in terms of best proper, that's also been added to that. So that's the clarity, and I just, I suppose, given that there's been a late change to that, I just wanted to take that time to mention what the update was.
Okay, thanks very much, everyone. So we are now moving into closed session. Could I get a proposer and a seconder to go into closed session, please? Proposed by Councillor Devlin and seconded by Councillor Finn. Yeah. Okay. Okay, thank you. Give it to the press, is it? Okay, folks, the following was agreed whilst in closed session. Item 7, Programme Delivery Partner. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Galbraith, seconded by Councillor McMurray, to approve a public tender and appointment for up to 3 years for an indoor leisure programme delivery partner, subject to annual rates estimates provisions, and approve the business case for this public tender as per Appendix 1 of the Officer's Report and Council's Procurement Policy. Item 8, Report and Business Case for Bessburg Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Devlin, seconded by Councillor Murphy, to approve the business case for improvement works to Bessburg Community Centre and that project costs, and that project costs be submitted for consideration in the 2024-25 rates estimates. Item 9, the Report and Business Case for Clockray Community Centre. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Mathers, to approve the business case for DDA upgrade works to Clockray Community Centre and that the project costs be included in the 2024-2025 rates estimates. Item 10, DFC Living High Street funding. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor McGuinness, seconded by Councillor Devlin, to approve commencing procurement and appointment of contractors for the projects outlined in 1.1 of the Officer's Report, and in accordance with Northern Ireland Procurement Policy, Public Procurement Policy, and approve the business cases as per Appendix 1 and Appendix 2 of the Officer's Report. It was also agreed that officers, in conjunction with local DEA councillors, contact relevant landowners with regard to access issues. Item 11, the provision of swimming pool maintenance and servicing provisions. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Mathers, seconded by Councillor Lee Surgener, to approve the additional spend for swimming pool plants maintenance and servicing as outlined in section 1.1 of the Officer's Report. And item 12, Warm Point Health and Wellbeing Hub governance documents. It was agreed on the proposal of Councillor Declan Murphy, seconded by Councillor Devlin, to note the project governance arrangements for the Warm Point Health and Wellbeing Hub and name change for the project as detailed within the Officer's Report, and note that the Council had submitted an application to Peace Plus 1.4 re-imaging communities in relation to this project. Okay. Okay, folks, items 13 to 16 are all for noting, so I'm going to take them all together. If anyone has any queries or questions on any of those items, just put it in the chats. Councillor McMurray, item 16, you have a question?
Yeah, Chair, It's really just quite depressing reading, really. I know it's only for noting, and in some regards the decision's already been made, but reading through, some of the things that are cut back on, reduced relations programme budget, reduced budget for diversionary and intervention programmes, no allocation for any reactionary programmes, and no sympathetic day events near area to panic. So certainly the first three of those there really go to sort of some of the real, some of the bread and butter that that our DEA forums and our coordinators do. And you know, certainly the last DEA meeting we had, you know, I mean, without mentioning names, but you know where I'm coming from. I mean, our DEA coordinators, you know, really putting stuff together with on a shoestring and still managing to get it done, and that has to be commended. But I just want to know really what else council officers are doing, you know, to try and to sort of readdress some of this loss of lack of funding. You know, are there other sort of third sector sort of philanthropic organizations that can make up some of the shortfall in order to address this? Again, it's just I mean, it's a sign of the times and all the rest of it, but it's just terribly disappointing, you know, with regards to some of the youth work and some of the diversionary programs, intervention programs, and, you know, dare I say, some of the reactionary programs. And, you know, obviously every DAA, I'm sure, will have things that they can point to and highlight to, and, you know, Sleeve Crew is no different. So it's just really, you know, without getting too micro on it, you know, what the council can do, and hopefully they are doing in order to try and readdress this. But yeah, it's just a note the disappointment, and hopefully the officers are looking elsewhere if possible. Chair, sorry, I know it's a forgotten item, but say it, I thought it merited saying.
Okay, thank you, Councillor McMurray. Yeah, it is forgotten, but Alison's just going to respond to you. Are you?
Just very quickly, obviously you'll see from the report that representation was made by all the councils in relation to the funding cuts. And despite those went ahead. And you'll also see that, unfortunately, that situation is unlikely to improve in the foreseeable future. I suppose we're coming into our own rates estimates process, so we'll be looking closely at our own budgets. But talking to the officers who work in the DEA forum, the way forward, or what we're talking about, is really collaboration with our partners, and that seems to be the way forward. That everyone is getting a squeeze in budget, so it's about working together and sharing what little resource there is to still try to deliver on the ground, and that's really all we can do is to work together and try to share the burden.
Thank you, Chair.
Yeah. Could I get a proposer and a seconder for items 13 to 16, please? Proposed by Councillor Murphy and seconded by Councillor Devlin. Thank you very much. Okay, folks, that concludes the meeting for tonight. Thanks very much. Hopefully our chair will be back for the next meeting. So anyway, stay home to those who are in the chamber, and see you at the next meeting.
Bye. Thank you, Chair.
See you soon, Tim. Thanks. Bye.
Thanks, Chair.
Bye.